Thank you, Kate. I am here at the Blockhouse Studio with Geary and Uma Peters for our next Lotus Live session. They are a brother-sister bluegrass duo from Nashville, Tennessee, and they played yesterday. They also are playing tonight at the First Christian Church at 6:15. Geary and Uma, thank you both so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, we're really excited to hear your first song, so let's go ahead and go straight to it. That's Geary and Uma Peters here for Lotus Live on WFHB. Wonderful messages in that first song. Thank you both so much. Can you tell us a little bit about how that song came about?
So, yeah, I wrote that song, and I was bothered by some of the changes going on in the world now. And I was inspired, and I wrote about it, and yeah.
Definitely. I think sometimes music is the best way to get those points across.
Yeah, I helped her out a little bit with it. But yeah, she did a great job, and our grandparents are immigrants from India, so I'm sure that was a big part of why she decided to write it.
Yeah, a lot of history there, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Wonderful. How old are you two?
I'm 10.
And I'm 12 years old.
And how long have you been playing music?
I've been playing banjo for 3 years.
And then I've been playing fiddle and mandolin for 4.
That's wonderful.
And then we've been a duo for a year. We were I heard my sister playing old time tunes in her room, and I said, I want to join in on the fun. So then we started playing together.
That's fantastic. And how's it been working out so far? Has it been kind of a different experience?
Yeah, it's been good. Because I used to play bluegrass. But there's just so much freedom, and it's really fun.
Awesome. Yeah, getting to kind of expand what you're doing. Wonderful. And what got you both interested in bluegrass and old-time music?
So for me, we were looking for this show to watch, and we came across the Carolina Chocolate Drops, and I saw Rhiannon Giddens playing clawhammer banjo, and that's what made me want to start.
Yeah, and then for me, we were also looking for a show to watch, and it was on PBS, and it was the Goat Rodeo Sessions with Chris Thiele, Yo-Yo Ma, Aoife O'Donovan, Edgar Meyer, and Stuart Duncan. So I used to play classical fiddle, violin, and Stuart was the one who made me want to go in a different direction. And then Chris Thiele had the mandolin, and I said, what is that instrument? To my mom, and I said, I want one of those. So we went to Guitar Center to get my first mandolin. I remember that. And, yeah.
Nice. That was and it's cool. Worked out really well from there, it sounds
like. Yeah, because it's the same notes as the fiddle, too.
Wonderful. And you mentioned the Carolina Chocolate Drops, and I know that you've become pretty good friends with Rhiannon Giddens. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, she's come over to our house twice, and she's taught us a few songs and told us about the history. And
yeah, the history of a clawhammer. And then, it came from Africa. So she said when she was little, she used to go to these people's houses, like after church, and go to these square dances, and she would dance, and that's how it started for her.
Great. And you've also been able to kind of jam with some other pretty well-known musicians as well.
Yes. Yeah, it's been a great pleasure.
Wonderful. Great. Well, we're really excited to have you here at Lotus. You played yesterday, you're going to be playing tonight, and I think right now we've got time for your second song. What are you going to play for us next?
This is a song that I wrote after my dog. So I'll tell you a little more about it afterwards, but it's called Perfect. Zoe's Reel.
That's Geary and Uma Peters on Lotus Live on WFHB. They performed at Lotus yesterday, and they'll be performing tonight at the First Christian Church at 6:15. And that was Zoe's reel.
Yes.
Wonderful. Tell us a little bit more about that song.
So I was just sitting on our couch up in the landing, looking out the window and just messing around on my mandolin, and my dog was laying down right next to me. And her head perked up because she was resting, and then her tail started wagging. And then she howls to our fiddle tunes. And so she put her snout in the air, but and I thought she was going to howl. And then I decided to name the song after her. So I just kept messing around and then found a melody and put it together. So it's called Zoe's Reel.
Wonderful. It sounds like she's a big fan.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I think her favorite song right now is actually the song we're about to play next. Because, yeah, she's a fan of the blues.
Nice. Good taste. Wonderful. And so do you mostly play your own songs? Do you play other songs as well?
We mostly play other songs from other people. We've written a lot of songs, but a couple of them are in our set list, and we're working on some new ones right now. One of them, my mom wrote the lyrics, and then I came up with a melody. We're still working on it, but it's after my grandfather, who moved from India to go to college in Oklahoma.
Wow, that's got to be quite a story.
Yeah, he was an engineer.
Wow, that's fantastic. It's a good kind of family. You've got the whole family here today, which
yes.
is fantastic. And how have you been enjoying Lotus Festival so far?
It's been great and really welcoming, and I've loved listening. Well, we have a lot more to listen to. We heard a little bit of Wu Fei last night. She was awesome. And we're going to go see Alof today, I think. And there's just some great people from around the world, and we're excited to meet a lot of new people, too.
Awesome. Yeah, it's definitely fantastic having all the artists and definitely having you guys here. It's always something new at Lotus Festival. And I know that you were in Indiana earlier this summer. You were at the John Hartford Festival. How was that? Tell us about that.
That was fun, too. You know, it's kind of the same kind of feel. There was a lot of jamming there, and we had a lot of fun going around to people's campsites and jamming.
That sounds, great kind of collaborative.
There was this one little boy who he looked up to us, and he wanted to join the fiddle contest and then asked us to teach him some songs, and he was really cute.
That's great. And you guys did pretty well at the festival as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell us about how that went.
Yeah, we played two stages.
Yeah.
And that was pretty fun. It was really hot outside, though.
Definitely. Well, it's fantastic. And you guys have really kind of been around all over the place. How are you enjoying touring in general?
Well, we're still in. We go to school, and then our mom works at Vanderbilt. But we like playing shows every once in a while around town and stuff. Like, we're playing a private show for LinkedIn next week, and then we're playing just a local farmers market, and we just have fun playing together.
Fantastic. That's the most important
thing to do other than playing video games. Something productive.
Definitely something productive. Wonderful. Well, again, we're listening to Geary and Uma Peters on Lotus Live on WFHB, and they'll be performing at Lotus Festival tonight at First Christian Church. It's been so fantastic having you here, and we do have time for one more song for the set. So what are you going to play for us?
We're going to, like I said before, our dog loves the blues, so we're going to play that song. And we were listening to the Mississippi Sheiks and found this one. And we got to go to the Folkways archive, too, and we saw the original album that Sitting on Top of the World was on.
Wow.
So we got really inspired because they're also people of color. So it's called Sitting on Top of the World. Thank you.
Get out of my hotel, let my peaches be.
Peaches be.
Now she's gone.
And I don't worry.
And I don't worry, cause I'm sitting on top of the
Peters. They are a brother-sister duo from Nashville. They play bluegrass, they play old time, they play the blues, and they do it fantastically.
Thank you.
Thank you. And they'll be at First Christian Church tonight at 6:15. They've been here for Lotus. They were here yesterday. They're here on WFHB right now for Lotus Live. So thank you both again so much.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's been fantastic.
That was fun.
Yeah, very fun. Very fun having you guys here. Thanks to Blockhouse Studio and all the WFHB volunteers who helped make this Lotus Live session possible. WFHB's Lotus Live Artist Shuttle is sponsored by our friends at Area 51. And now we go back to Kate at the WFHB studio with more of today's special Lotus Festival mix.